Sefer Magid Tzedek says that the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha Brach Min Tashrif, Yerushalayim begins with a vav, and to Yerushalayim, not Lirushalayim Ircha Brach Min Tashrif, but Vilirushalayim Ircha Brach Min Tashrif. What's the? What's it adding? The Gemara in the Seches Tanis. B'kirbecha kaddish le'avah ba'ir. Hashem says, I'm not coming into the city. Le'avah b'Yerushalayim shalmala ad shavah b'Yerushalayim shalmata. There's two Yerushalayims. In fact, in Lashon HaKodesh, when something ends in ayim, it means a pair. Michnasayim, trousers, two legs. Mishkafayim, two glasses. Yadayim, einayim, oznayim. It's always a pair. Yerushalayim is a pair. There's Yerushalayim shalmala, Yerushalayim shalmata. The heaven Yerushalayim, the earthly Yerushalayim. That's what it's about. Realize that Yerushalayim isn't just a physical destination, it's also a spiritual reality. And therefore, says the Kesa Nahira, Vili Yerushalayim Mircha, we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to re-enter into the heavenly Yerushalayim as well. But you can only do that once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt down below. So this time of year, we're also thinking about Hashem. We're thinking about Him, so to speak, being in His place, as things are meant to be. An alignment of the physical world and the spiritual world. And that's really what we mean, V'sishchem b'seicha k'ashe dibarta. We want Hashem to dwell in Yerushalayim. It's not about us. It's about being ma'ale the Shechina. That's what the Bach says. At the end of the day, it's about building a place for Hashem in this world. If we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we care about Him, we want to have a place where all of humanity can come and focus on Him. Where His presence will be manifest. That's what we're davening for. For all of humanity to be able to have this place of connection. And that itself is what we mean by Shas HaShechina. I think the amazing thing about this bracha is Ka'asher Dibarta. We don't have any other bracha like that. And perhaps that's a chizuk for us. Yerushalayim has seemed for so long so unattainable, so unassailable, so far away. The Geula has seemed almost impossible during the darkest times in our galus. But every single day, three times a day, the Jew consoled himself or herself, Ka'asher dibarta, as you said you would. You're good for your word. As Pasuk says, V'shachanti b'seich Yerushalayim, Shachanti b'seicham. I'll be there. I'll be in Yerushalayim. Hashem said He'll be there. He's good for His words. He's got a track record. It's interesting when Avraham ben Agra says that actually v'sishkan b'seicha k'ashe dibarta, is that Hashem's presence will come back to Yerushalayim just before the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And then, Uvnei Oysa B'Karav B'Yaminu. Do you know what's really fascinating? Is that the Sfasemis, and maybe we'll develop this tomorrow. The Sfasemis says that even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, people will still have to work to see Pnimius, to see what's really going on, to see the inner realities of the world. And therefore, we don't just want the Beis HaMikdash in its external form. We want it to be real to us. We want this Kedusha HaPnimis, this inner Kedusha that the Beis HaMikdash brings. This is what we want, and this is what we need, this is what we'd have for.